Nolte, Representative Mo Brooks Treats CNN the Way Every Republican Should Treat CNN. By John Nolte on June 28, 2021. Over the weekend, we had two perfect but distinctly different examples of how to treat CNN. A far-left propaganda outlet that spreads violence, lies, and conspiracy theories. The first example, and by far my favorite, comes from this apparent Trump supporter who perfectly expressed the contempt all decent, freedom-loving Americans should feel for Knlal, warning, NSFW. The cigar, the hat, the belligerence equals hero. Then there's the Representative Mo Brooks, RL, example. When Jim Double Chin Acosta attempted to ambush him, Brooks spoke the truth. I do not do interviews with CNN because I do not trust CNN to be honorable or truthful. I don't trust y'all to be truthful or honest. You guys will lie through your teeth any chance you get. See ya. Here's the video. Acosta, a proven liar with the worst eye job in media, is upset at Brooks for questioning the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is hilarious when you remember that Knlal is still questioning the results of the 2016 election. And Knlal's Jake the Fake News Tapper wrote a whole book questioning the results of the 2000 election. In the tweet embedded above, using his verified Twitter account, U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, said of the Brooks's video, "If CNN LOL persists in being dishonest propagandists, they're going to find more and more Republicans unwilling to talk to them." He added, "Just a few years ago, CNN LOL pretended to be journalists. Apparently, Jeff Zucker decided they'd rather compete with MSNBC for the tiny sliver of the hard left." My question is this. What additional acts of evil does Knlal have to commit before the GOP has had enough? Openly calling for race riots isn't enough? Openly defending as legitimate the political violence committed by the left-wing terrorists in Antifa and Black Lives Matter isn't enough? Does Knlal have to shoot someone on Fifth Avenue before the GOP has had enough? For example, why does Cruz continue to talk to Knlal after Knlal openly called for more physical harassment of him and his wife? Please understand me. I have no problem with Republicans appearing on MSNBC, The Daily Show, Bill Maher, and the like. Any outlet that's open about its agenda is fine with me. In fact, the GOP should appear more often on those types of programs. Open debate is important. But fake outlets like Knlal, The New York Times, NBC News, The Washington Post, etc., should be frozen out and ignored for the simple fact that the very premise of their existence is based on the lie of objectivity. Secondly, and this still infuriates me about former President Trump, new media now has the infrastructure to get the word out every bit as effectively as the fake media. Nevertheless, Trump and others still do business with these fake outlets, outlets that hate them and seek their destruction. In the year 2021, it makes zero sense to give the New York Times the imprimatur of your status as an elected official, especially when you're the president. Rep. Brooks is exactly right to blow off Double Chin. I ask you. What's the upside in doing business with liars and conspiracy theorists who are only looking to make you look like a fool? A fanatic, or worse, who actively encourage the domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa to physically harm you and your supporters. Moreover, why confer on Knlal or NBC any legitimacy? If Brooks or any Republican wants to get their message out, there are many honest, legitimate new media outlets standing by. In my opinion, everything that could be done to delegitimize the corporate media has been done. There's really not much more a Breitbart News can do to expose these liars. The U.S. media is the least trusted in the world. Our mission is accomplished. The next step is to make the establishment media irrelevant. That will only happen when politicians stop doing business with him. When one of our country's two major political parties wakes up and treats Knlal and the rest with the contempt they've earned. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.